item 8 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, seeking authorization to enter into a lease agreement with Urban Ecology Center, Inc. for use of the Washington Park Pavilion.
Chairman, Supervisors, we have had a fortunate partnership with Urban Ecology Center for many, many years, 12 years at Riverside, and in Washington specifically for the last 6 years, and they have been leasing space within that building during that time. So this is essentially a new lease for the same space, including some additional space. So it actually expands their footprint within that building. I know that Mr. Leinbach has a card, so I will defer in regards to all the community benefits that UEC offers for when he comes up. But essentially, the term of this lease is 5 years with two optional consecutive one-year extensions. Rent is $12,000 annually. They are committed to making improvements within the facility, and they actually already have. If you've been in there, they've just got some wonderful classroom areas set up. They've got a beautiful aquarium with Wisconsin native fish. So they've already done an amazing amount of just improvements and making it bright and fun for the kids. They also have agreed to do a facility rental program, but making sure that they preserve public access to that pavilion. That was very important. And I just wanted to draw your attention. There has been a slight change to the agreement. The agreement that was uploaded into Legistar was a draft. This is not a material change to it. What we have done is, in order to avoid any violations with bonding issues, we removed language for storage in the band shell area. So it's just a technical adjustment to it. I have copies of it if you would like to see it, but I did not upload a revised copy last night. This was kind of a last-minute change, so I can do that if directed to, but I also have hard copies if you'd like to see it.
All right. Staff worked very hard to squeeze this onto
this month's agenda. Thank you very much.
With all the review that had to be done. Questions by committee members? I awoke one morning many years ago to find a double-wide trailer in the park across from my kitchen windows. That was the very outset of the Urban Ecology Center. You know, and I've had the great opportunity to watch this develop and the wonderful impact it's had on my neighborhood on the east side of Milwaukee over the course of the last decade and a half, Ken, somewhere in the...
I will.
I'm the chair. you know, you're a very distracting force on this committee.
Thank you.
But it was after having watched that evolution that I had suggested to former Supervisor De Bruin when that trailer was about to be moved that it might be a possibility that we would transplant that to a park, particularly Washington in her district. And, of course, Lynn took it by the nose, the whole idea, and before you knew it, it was the boathouse. And if... And I'm sure that UEC will continue to, with the kind of dedicated service its staff offers, improve the circumstance in Washington Park. It's just an incredible enhancement to the neighborhood, and I certainly welcome this extension that will create all of those possibilities. Mr. Leinbach, you wanted to be heard on this, if you would. Ken Leinbach, Urban Ecology Center's... I'd like to enlighten my colleague here, Ken, if you just give me a minute. I remember a conversation I had with Ken probably 12, 13, 15 years ago. The unassuming young man with his hair tousled and his jeans on and his hands thrust in his pocket described to me in rather dreamy fashion, I thought, how he was...
You're so poetic.
he was going to raise... $5 or $6 million and create this state-of-the-art facility in Washington Park. And I sort of looked at him and thought, good luck, young man. You know, little did I realize what a force I was confronting there. And the work that you and your group have done has just been incredible. It really has. But enough of that. Please. Yeah, you have a question?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Mr. Lindbergh. And hey, Willie, good to see you over there. I just want to say I want to thank them for their commitment to the community over there. Their educational and the community programming is a great benefit for the Washington Park and the surrounding areas, and I've participated many times in UEC, and I'm happy that an agreement was worked out, and I look forward to more progress in the Washington Park community. I move approval.
And we have a motion to approve. Supervisor Haas, we'll get to your comments shortly.
I don't need to say anything.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Leibach, I was wondering if you still have that trailer. We have this stretch of county-owned land in my district that is on Milwaukee's Green Corridor. So I'm just thinking, I'm thinking. Yeah, we'll talk. thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Leibach.
Yeah, well,
the floor is yours.
I just want to thank you all for entertaining this lease with us. And I actually wanted to specifically thank John Dargle and Jerry Broderick and Susan Carter and Laura Slosher and Russell Stamper. I mean, all of us together made this happen, and it was not actually that an easy lease. Related to a number of issues, some related to the county and some related to the Urban Ecology Center. So we're excited, and we are poised to make a much greater impact in that area. And if you've seen what we've done in Riverside Park, and if you've seen our facility in the Menominee Valley, I mean, our intention is to make Washington Park sing. And the timing of that is in question, but it's whether it's a year or whether it's 3 years out, it's going to happen because there's so much energy and excitement around it. And the reason we need the full building is because of the level of interest from schools and from the community. And right now, with just the one-third that we lease, we can't really do a kid program and an adult program at the same time. And that's what we need, and because the demand is so high. So it's kudos to the Parks Department, and kudos to all of you. I haven't actually been here for a while, but I have been here a lot of times over the years, and I'm always impressed with you know, the work that you guys put your neck out on the line with. Most people don't, so to actually have to make the hard decisions and all that to run our parks smoothly is commendable. And but I do want to give one more shout out to John Dargle, because he's new, and you know, he's being tested, and I've worked with Sue Baldwin, I guess, was the first parks head when I was here. So I'm one of the testers to sort of see, okay, what's this about, you know? And our experience with John has been nothing but commendable and flawless, actually. I mean, I sent it off an email at, like, you know, this is a true truth telling, but it's like, you know, 9 or 10 at night while watching a ball game, and you know, 3 seconds later I get a response, and I've never had that happen before. So it's really a good guide. Good guy to be involved. So if there's, I don't need to go on. So thank you all for your service. And unless there's any contention or questions, I'm happy to let you guys vote.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman Roderick. Looks like your confirmation could have been up for today. That was a good report from you. Well, anyway, I want to appreciate the dream that you had, and I appreciate the story that you gave, and I see you have another dream, so I'd like to see that come true. You said you want to see Washington Park sing, so I just want to encourage your dream, and thank you for investing in Washington Park. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Actually, the only other thing publicly, I want to acknowledge Willie Cardis over here, who's the colleague who actually is making it sing. I'm just the figurehead. He's the guy right. Doing the real work. So
that's true. It's true.
Welcome. Further comments? We have the motion to approve. Please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, item 8, Supervisors Rainey.
Excuse.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are six ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for your participation today. There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.
All right.